Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues impacting our public school families with the good Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Hey, Ralph, the school year rolling right along, but something that's not rolling right along or is rolling as smoothly as it should are those yellow school buses. I tell you what, this is becoming a bigger story all the time. The dearth of drivers. States like Massachusetts have now enlisted the National Guard to help get kids to and from school. What are your thoughts on possibly doing that in states like New York and Pennsylvania?
Well, I think that something's got to be done. I mean, the wait time, even if somebody expresses an interest in driving a bus, it takes a few weeks for them to get certified to do that. And in the meantime, children are still being picked up late, not being picked up at all, or brought home late. And I thought that was a pretty creative idea in Massachusetts. But last week, the governor's spokesman said that's not going to happen in New York, at least, because they don't see that as being within the scope of the National Guard's activities, which is an interesting answer, not helpful to school districts, though.
Yeah. And in the meantime, kids are getting home at 6 or 7 o'clock at night. It's just unbelievable what's happening right now. You know, we talk about the mask debate all the time now because it is such a big story in the public school setting. I read somewhere, I might be wrong, my daughter complained the other day that she was forced to wear a mask all day long, 8 hours nonstop. Are schools required to give students, whether at the high school or the elementary school level, these mask reprieves or mask breaks? Is that a requirement?
It's my understanding that it's not a requirement.
Okay.
It may be permitted, and certainly I would encourage schools to permit their students to have a mask break. The only exception in that would be if that when they're eating lunch, they're not required to have their mask on then. So you might ask your daughter, what's she doing at lunchtime, Bob?
Oh, well, I don't want to see that mask if she's still wearing that thing. But anyway, we'll save that for another day. Hey, let's talk sports. In Pennsylvania, the Interscholastic Athletic Association, PIAA, recommending all athletes, coaches, referees get vaccinated. Could schools be forced to forfeit if that doesn't happen, Ralph?
During the regular season, no, because it's a recommendation and not a mandate. But it's really interesting in Pennsylvania that they've already announced that when they get to the inter-district postseason, officials, referees, for instance, will be required to be vaccinated. And if they're not, they won't be assigned to the games. So it's an interesting development that Pennsylvania's already put in place. I think the goal is to get everybody vaccinated that possibly can be.
And then a lot to get to this week. Let's talk about the college kids. 1.5 million fewer college kids today than there were 5 years ago, Ralph. And I thought interesting as well that 6 in 10 college students today are women. Where have all the men gone, Ralph?
Well, you're pretty observant in this, Bob. It is the case that in New York State, the population for college students has decreased by 6%. And in Pennsylvania, they've had an even bigger decline of 13%. I think what happened historically was girls tended to stay home so that they could be mothers to their children. Or those that did go to college were looking to become teachers or nurses. And over the years, as we all know, that's all changed. And certainly positions now that traditionally were dominated by men, women have taken over many of those jobs, and rightfully so. And so in order to do that, they're required to have a college education, and that accounts for the increase in women attending college. Just a note on public education, I can remember when I was an active superintendent that there were very few female school superintendents, And now the current president in waiting for the New York State Council of School Superintendents are both women.
Yeah.
And a lot more women are superintendents than they used to be.
Yeah, that's awesome. Go girls. Break through that glass ceiling any way you can. We love to see that. Hey, we've been over so many topics, whether it's the school bus driver shortage, the mask requirements, and even, this topic about college and the number of students attending. You have so much information on your website, Ralph. If folks want to learn more, maybe how to get involved in their local school board, where can they find you, Dr. Kerr?
Involvement in school is what we're all about, Bob, and that's simply yrun.org, yrun.org.